All right, let's just review a little bit of it. So what's the problem? Right, the problem is that it's clear from the Mishnah and the Gemara that in terms of the Zman of Kriyat Shema, we paskin Seis. Right, that's the problem here. We hold that the Kriyat Shema Shelaila starts at Seis, correct? However, it's an old minog that we daven Ma'ariv before Seis. Right. I mean, it's an unusual kind of a sugya, where you see all the Rishonim trying to grappling with the difference between the straight psak and the practice, right? And the accepted practice. Okay, so let's just review for a minute what we've done. So what was the question is, how do we say Kriyat Shema before this man? How do we say Kriyat Shema before this man? Yeah. I mean, what's really the problem? What's really the main problem? So this is the Yishalmi. I mean, the Yishalmi deals with it, right? What does Yishalmi say? So we say Kriyat Shema before this man because of Kadesh Lama B'Tfila Mitoch Divrei Torah. So that seems to be, that's not a problem. That's not the problem. It's not a problem of why do we say... Doesn't seem to be a problem. It's not a problem of saying it early per se, correct? Because there's an inyan of Kriyat Shema and the brachos serving as a part of Seder Tefillah, right? Just like in the morning, if you miss the Zman Kriyat Shema, you can still say the brachos and Kriyat Shema during the Zman Tefillah. But what's the real problem? What's the real problem? Not Yotzei Kriyat Shema. That's the problem, right? The problem is when are you Yotzei Kriyat Shema? That's the problem. Correct? Yeah. So what is Rashi's answer? So one answer is Rashi has this answer and the Rashba, right? The Rashba seems to agree with Rashi in the end. That what? That we're gonna rely on the Kriyat Shema Shelamita. That you're gonna take when you say Kriyat Shema Shelamita, that's when you say Kriyat Shema. Right? Okay. So what are the problems with that? What are the problems with that? Yeah. Alright, so what were some problems? BMAC has five problems? Go ahead. One is we'll do a conglomerate. I mean, it's from the Ram, it's from the Rashba, it's from the Rush. Let's take. What, do you remember the Rashba? The Rashba said what? He had a few problems. What do you say? Let's go back to the Rashba because the Rashba what? So first of all, it's only one parsha. Okay, that doesn't seem to be the biggest problem. That doesn't seem to be the biggest problem because some say Kriyat Shema is only one parsha midrashah. Kavana? Okay. Okay, then you have the problem is brachos, right? Brachos. And then you don't have to say Kriyat Shema Shelamita. Right? Yeah. So let's go back. I know I told you to do the Rinyonte, but you did the other ones already anyway, so they're also fair game. Right? Let's go back to the Rashba for a minute. And what did the Rashba had a very strange idea, right? He said, what did he say, for instance? He said, what about the brachos? What did he say about the brachos? He said, the brachos are not makos. Right? When you say Kriyat Shema Shelamita, you're not saying any brachos? Brachos are not makos. What about all the other parshios? He says, midaraisa, we only make you do one. There's only one is Daraisa. Right? Yeah. What about making a bracha on it? That one doesn't seem to. Also, brachos not makos. But what kind of an idea is that? I mean, what kind of an idea is that? You ever hear a psak? Don't make brachos on a mitzvah because brachos not makos. I mean, it's true, brachos not makos. But that's not a reason not to say brachos, right? Now, what's the point I'm trying to make is like this: what is the issue? What is the issue when the Rishonim are saying or arguing about whether you can rely on Kriya Shema Shalamita or not? Take a look at the Rush, for instance. Take a look at the Rush. The Rush also has the question about the Kriya Shema Shalamita. Right, he says, "Va'od dekam v'gemara and Talmud Chacham who ain't not tzarich likosh Kriya Shema Alamita." Right, as the Gemara says, where the Gemara talks about the Kriya Shema Alamita. So it's an interesting Gemara. Where was that Gemara? Dalit, hey, what is it? Yeah. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says you should say Kriya Shema even though Afal Pisha Kora Adam Kriya Shema Beis HaKnesses. Yeah. Together more. Okay. So how does it go like this? So the Gemara in Dalet on Beis says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says even though you read Kriya Shema in Shul, mitzvah lekroso al mitaso. There still is a mitzvah to read it on your bed. So that's the source of Kriya Shema Shal Mita. Right? Okay, well, why? Based on the pasuk in Tehillim. Now, Rav Nachman says, "Im Talmud Chacham hu ein tzarach." If he's a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't have to read Kriya Shema Shalamita. Why? So Rashi says, "Shiragul b'mishnaso lachzar al girsaso Talmud dayo b'kach." So what does that mean? What does that mean? Now, as the pasuk in Tehillim is saying, that you should, before you go to sleep, you should contemplate the ideas of Torah. Right? Al Mishkavchem. Right? Al Mishkavchem Vidumu. Imru Bilvavchem Al Mishkavchem Vidumu. On your bed, you should say these things to your heart on your bed and go to sleep. That was just a seder to going to sleep. Part of going to sleep is to be osek in ideas of Torah before you go to sleep, right? So the Gemara says that's what Rav Nachman says. The Talmud Chacham doesn't need to say Kriya Shema. Why? So Rashi says because he's already regular in his learning. He's always going over his learning. That's enough. But then Abai says a strange thing. I'm Rabbi, Af Talmud Chacham, mi boy li the mimer chad psukah derachmi. Still say one pasuk. Something. Yes, say something. Yeah. So what's Rabbeinu Tam's question? Because if you're going to tell me what? What's his question? How can you say rely on Kriya Shema Shalamita? Talmud Chacham doesn't even have to say it.
Maybe he would have to if he read Shema
early. If he did, that's what the Rosh answers. He says, Yesh Lidchos, the Mairi Hecha, the Korah Bizman of Beis HaKnesses. This is just a strange back and forth of here, right? So, in other words, Rabbeinu Tam is saying, the Rosh is saying, when the Gemara says that a person does, that a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to say Kriya Shema Alamita, that's talking about a Talmud Chacham who already read Kriya Shema Bizmana. But if Talmud Chacham didn't read Kriya Shema Bizmana, then he would make sure to say Kriya Shema Alamita. What is going on over here? What's the question? What's the underlying issue over here? So in other words, the question is like this. What's bothering the Rishonim is the Nihug. That's what's bothering the Rishonim. The bother you're showing him is, how do you have a nihug like this? Okay, how do you have a nihug that doesn't say Kriya Shema Bizmano and leaves a person on his own to say Kriya Shema? other words, to how is it possible that you? In other words, they're looking. What they're looking for is when the Rishonim say you rely on the Kriya Shema Shel Amita. What is that answer? What's that an answer to? What's that an answer to? That's the only opportunity the guy person has to say Kriya Shema. That's an answer to the question of how could the Chachamim allow people to read Kriya Shema early and not institute and leave them. How could Chazal allow people to say Kriya Shema early and leave them in a situation where they're in danger of not being Yotzi the Mitzvah Midraisa? I mean, the whole purpose of the Chachamim is Takanos and Siyagin to protect the Kiyumim. So here you have a mitzvah Seimen Torah that's certainly a very vital mitzvah, and they're going to say that Chazal just let people. I mean, from the time of the Yerushalmi, they just let people say Kriya Shema early when they're not Yotzei, and that certainly is going to give people the impression that they're done. So how do they do that? How do they leave people in the situation? What right do they have to? It's almost like a michshol. It's almost like a michshol over here, right? I mean, certainly most people, bizman hazeh, I mean, don't think they have to say Kriya Shema again. All right. I mean, I don't know. Seems to be at least a good proportion of the people. So how do they do that? It was going on under their authority. So when they say that we're somech on Kriya Shema Shel Amita, it means to say that since there was another institution that existed, you understand, that would take care of the mitzvah saseh, that was enough for the Chachamim to allow this minhag, this niug, to continue. You understand? In other words, what allowed them to, we're looking now for it's a different kind of an analysis over here. We're looking for what's the backup plan over here? What are the Chachamim relying on? What were they relying on to allow this niyug to continue? Okay, so that's what the Rashba means, that the brachas are not ma'akvos. That's what he means. He means to say, of course, if a person would remember, it would seem the Rashba holds he should say all the brachos and Kriya Shema again, three parshios. Right, the Rashba is not talking about what a person should do. The Rashba is addressing how Chazal allowed the institution of Kriya Shema before the Zman. You understand? So that's why he says they could allow it to continue because they knew the regular Balabas also has the minug of saying Kriya Shema al Hamita. You understand? He also has that niyug, and that niyug will ensure at least that the deraisa is mekuyim. What about all the parashos? Those aren't deraisa. What about the brachos? Not ma'akvos. You understand? It's a different kind of a question. I mean, the Meiri, I don't want to do the Meiri in shiur. It's very. I don't have anything to add. I mean, he's explicit. He's very long. He goes through the whole topic. You should really take a look at it. But he basically says that the original practice in the Yerushalmi is everybody would come home and they'd say Kriya Shema in Birkosea later. He says, but now Bizman Azeh became a problem. So then he tries to find a way to work it out. But it seems like the Rashba also held that Me'ikar Adin, you should do it again. Me'ikar Adin, you should do it again. That's how the Rabbeinu Yonah comes out close to that. But Me'ikar Adin, that's not the question. The question is not Me'ikar Adin. The question is, what are they somech on? What are they relying on to allow this to keep to go on? Why didn't they put a stop to this? Say, wait a second, don't do this. You're going to be vatal mitzvah d'oraisa, right? So that's why the Rush has no problem saying that when the Gemara says a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to say it again, That's not a problem, because the Talmud Chacham is not the reason why they had to worry. The Talmud Chacham would know. He would know that if he said Kriya Shema earlier, then he doesn't have to say Kriya. Apparently, the way the Rosh is learning the sugya over there is that there are two inyanim. That there's an inyan of for a regular person before he goes to sleep, he dafka has to say Kriya Shema, even if he was yotzi already. Because since he's not Osik in Torah all the time, he needs to be involved in the most fundamental ideas. But he needs Kabbalah Salmoch HaShemayim. But the Talmud Chacham doesn't need Dafka Kabbalah Salmoch HaShemayim. He can see the Kabbalah Salmoch HaShemayim in other things. You understand? So he doesn't need Dafka. That's what the Gemara means. He doesn't need Dafka the Kabbalah Salmoch HaShemayim. But of course, if he wasn't Yotzei Kriya Shema, he would. But since a regular person, so the regular Balabas needs to say Kabbalah Salmoch HaShemayim before bedtime anyway, right? Apparently the healthy would have Kavana. What's the purpose of saying Kabbalah Salmoch HaShemayim if it doesn't come on? So since the regular Balabas would do it anyway, that's enough to allow the minug of Kriya Shema Lifnei Zmana to continue. The Gemara says Talmud Chacham. Yeah, Talmud Chacham is a separate story. Talmud Chacham is a separate story. You don't have to worry about Talmud Chacham. He'll know what to do. The problem is, how do you let this take root in the Hamon? For the Hamon, they have to say Kriya Shema anyway, right?
Why do you say to continue?
Did they institute it? I don't know who started it. Well, I don't know. That's because they were worried. They let it go on, saying that I don't think this is their ideal of chatchila of how to daven, because people didn't want to stick around. I mean, but it's true. I mean, they came up with this etza. So they had the kind of, it's true. I mean, they came up with this etza. So that's one approach. One approach is the approach of the Rashba and Rashi is what? Is that you're so meich on Kriya Shema Shalomita. That since there's another niyug, that will cover it for the Hamon, that's enough. And the Talmud Chacham, he'll know what to do. But the Rush had a different answer, right? No, the Rush had a different answer, right? You got to the end of the Rush. The Rush and the Baal HaMor have a different solution. And the Meiri basically takes this answer in the end. And that is what? That is what? Answer. I thought his answer is in the end that there's Somech on the other Tanoim. Right? Somech on the other Tanoim. That since the Machlokas Tanoim in the Mishnah, in the Braisa, and there are some Tanoim who hold that you're Yotze Kriyashma from Shkia. It could be so, and it's a Shasat Chak, because people are not going to stick around, right? So in order to be Mekayim Tefillah Bishlei Musa, to have Mairev with a minion together with Kabbalah Salmoch HaShemayim and Smichas Gul Tefillah, in order to have all those Kiyumim of Tefillah, there was so Mechon on, and plus for the fact that they're worried people if they wouldn't do it, some people wouldn't do anything at all apparently. They hold it's a shas chak. You could be somech on the other shitas. Yeah. So the Rosh is saying it's also not the optimal way. It's not the optimal way. But there are certain cases in the Gemara where they say it's shas chak is roy lismach al adam gadol. Das yachid you can be somech on the das yachid in the shas chak. So that's the. Now, what's the advantage of taking this approach? What's the advantage of this approach? Why does the Rush take this approach over Rashi's approach?
You don't have to
give up. No, you don't have to do anything. Point of the Rush, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. Not Samech and Kriya Shema, nothing.
You don't have to leave people in a situation where they give up the Parshios and Brachos.
Right. He held that they wouldn't he held that they wouldn't, that even to institute a minhag, they wouldn't abandon the, they wouldn't, apparently held they wouldn't rely on Kriya Shema Shalamita because they would be abandoning all of the whole surah of Kriya Shema with the brachos and Kriya Shema with the brachos. So he held, no, they must have been, they're looking for the key, for the full kiyum. Looking, I mean, that's where the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam, that's the side they come out on the same side in that. That the Rabbeinu Tam absolutely rejected the idea that they would be davening Ma'ariv with the brachas of Kriya Shema and not be Yotze, Right? So that's the three positions over here, right? The Rosh is learning that what? That the Salmei Chanda is other Shitas. Rabbeinu Tam is similar, except he has this idea that Rabbi Yehuda would allow you to say Kriya Shema early, right? Which we try to explain. And according to Rashi and the Rashba, and the by the way, the Rosh and the I think kind of the Rosh, the Meiri, and the Balamor. All say we're relying on the other shitas. The Rashba and Rashi are saying we're relying on Kriya Shema Shalamita, and Rabbeinu Tam is his own man. Yeah.
According to all the basics, yeah.
Yeah, everybody's trying to find the same thing. Nobody holds that the minhag was apparently not to do anything extra. I mean, and that's what everybody was doing. And to tell you to do something extra is not going to help. It's not going to help. That's relying on people's ability to just know what to do. That's not going to help. So they're looking for a way that the niyug as it is, which is davening ma'ariv after shkia, it would seem, and then just going home, going to sleep, saying Kriya Shema Shalamita, then going to sleep. How is that fulfilling the mitzvah? But you see over here, I mean, it is an amazing thing. You see the tremendous latitude that's given to the tremendous latitude that's given to work out a solution for the Haman. His approach, which one? Which, right? That's true. It's a good point. Now, as Rabbeinu Tam also, he holds it's not. It wasn't like a concession of any sort. It wasn't like a backup plan, like Michael says. He knows that was the lechatchila. That's the Ikar Adin. According to Rashi, and then he has to learn the Yerushalmi differently. When the Yerushalmi says, why do we do that? The Yerushalmi wasn't, you have to learn the Yerushalmi. Because the Yerushalmi sounds like it is some sort of a secondary thing. But Rabbeinu Tam, right, he's on his own in that point. He doesn't like the idea that they would allow something to be not lechatchila. The other Rishonim are learning, though, they let it go. They let it go because, like Rush says, it was Shas L'chak. Or you can rely on the Kriya Shema Shalamita. Again, I'm just trying to stress that it doesn't mean that's what you should do. It means that's why they were able to allow this to continue, because there would be some backup. Okay, let's take the Rabbeinu now. Because he's different. Let's see, he takes up some issues that we didn't focus on yet. I mean, they were mentioned, but we didn't focus on them yet. Namely what? Yeah. Everybody agrees the chiyuv of the brachos and Kriya Shema is completely independent from tefillah. It has nothing to do with tefillah. Right, as machlokas in the Gemara, if there's even a kiyum of, if there's even a mitzvah of smichas kul tefillah by ma'ariv, so we paskin there is, but that doesn't mean that that's what the Meiri says, that they used to do, since they davening ma'ariv early, they wanted the kiyum of smichas kul tefillah, but when they got home, they weren't really yotze Kriya Shema in Birkos at all, so when they got home, they said the whole thing over. It's mashra from the Rashba too, because the Rashba says brachos on hamakos. He means say that you should say brachos, right? But because they had to, They had to make a cheshbon, and they decided it's more important to have the tefillah with the Kriya Shema and risk person not saying Kriya Shema again in Birkos Seha, is provided that he has the Kiyam Doraisa of the one parsha, than to risk the people not davening Maariv.
Why can't you say he was?
He doesn't mention the brachos. I mean, the Rashba doesn't mention the brachos at all, except for saying that, what about the brachos? Brachos are not makos. You could say he's learning that, he sounds like he's saying that the brachos are a part of Kriya Shema, and whenever there's a Zman Kriya Shema, that's the Zman, the brachos should be brachos shel Kriya Shema. So, you weren't Yotze them not in the Zman Kriya Shema. Right, and in the Zman of Kriya Shema, you're saying Kriya Shema without them. So he says that's like a case of doing a mitzvah without the brachos. So that's not my game. No, of course you would say that. But he's saying nobody says brachos or Kriya Shema alamita. So how could they be somich on brachos on Kriya Shema alamita? Because they just wanted to make sure that the deraisa was kept. As long as they're sure that the deraisa will be kept, then they can be somech on that. Yeah. Okay. So the problem is like this. Let's just see what the problem. The problem is like this. What's the advantage again? So if you learn like the rush, at Order Bein Tam, then that resolves the problem of why we're not worried about repeating anything later. Right. If the heter to daven early is they have a right to be somech on those other shitas, then that explains why you don't have to do anything at all later. Right? Okay, but if you hold that you're going to rely, that you're really not yotze earlier, and you're working out reasons to be somech on things later, then that creates a whole host of problems, right? Namely, the brachos issue. Let's see. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah gets involved in that. Right, let's take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah. Go ahead. No, because going through the rush, the same reason why you're not worried about a Kriya Shema, you're not worried about the brachos. If the heter is saying it early, you have a right to rely on the other Tanayim. So then, just whatever, then that would apply to Kriya Shema equally to the brachos. Apply equally to both. Yeah, Rashi is not that way, right? Rashi is like the Rashi has the problem with brachos. Good. Now there's two problems with brachos. One problem is there's two problems with brachos, and that's what Rabbeinu Yonah works out. Right? So that's what he, there's two problems. What are the two problems with brachos? One problem is what about a bracha on Kriya Shema? Right? And the other problem is the brachos themselves. Yeah. Okay, so the Miri Rabbeinu Yonah is saying it's Pasha, that since the Yerushalmi is saying you're not Yotze when you say Kriya Shema and Shul, so now you have a Chiyuv Kriya Shema. Now you have a Chiyuv Kriya Shema. So the question now is, in the framework that we were setting up, he's saying, he's putting it a little differently now. Right? It's interesting. He's putting it a little differently. He's putting it like on an individualistic level. You, as an individual, do you have a right to be somech on the Kriya Shema Shalamita? Well, now that you have a chiyuv mitzvah, do you have to? You have to fulfill it in its own way. In other words, can you use the fact that there's another? Can you use the fact that there's an instituted Kriya Shema coming up as part of your plan to fulfill the mitzvah, or does the mitzvah's Kriya Shema demand its own plan of kiyum? Can you piggyback on another thing that you're going to do to ensure you have an obligation of zehiris in the mitzvah? And can you rely on the fact that you're going to read it, practically speaking, you're going to read it later, can you rely on that to be Yotze your chiyuv? Go ahead. So what's his problems? Yeah. So what's his first objection? His first objection is, like we were saying originally in the Rabbeinu Yonah, that he holds they instituted the Kriya Shema Shel Chiyuv as a Haskalas HaLaila, as a Kiyum of Kriya Shema, right? Remember, that's what we said about his Shita earlier. That he learned that there's a there already is a lechatchila. Remember, that's how we get started in this whole sugya. That he said there already is a lechatchila. What does the Rabbanan mean? Until chatzos can't mean lechatchila because there already is a lechatchila. Right, there already is a lechatchila immediately at seis, even before seis, to start the seder of Kriya Shema. So that's why I said when the Rabbanan say Ad Chatzos, that must be B'diavad. Right? So we said over there that he had an idea that they were misaking the mitzvah's Kriya Shema as a Haskalas Laila. Right? It's part of the Seder of Haskalas Laila. So that's what he's saying. So you're going to be missing out on that Kiyum. If you rely on Kriya Shema Shalamita, you're going to be missing out on the Kiyum of Kriya Shema Kabbalah Salamu Choshamayim as Haskola Seder Laila. Holistic point of view. Right? I mean, that is true. It is, Rabbeinu Yonah is not questioning, is not taking the question of how do the Chachamim do this. He's treating the question differently. He's taking the question now that we have this niyog of saying Kriya Shema in the Beis HaKnesses before the Zmana, what should you do? Now you're an individual who finds himself in the situation of Tzeis HaKochavim coming and you haven't fulfilled Kriya Shema yet. So what should you do? So now, can I say, well, I know I already have Kriya Shema Alamita, I don't have to worry about this mitzvah now. Like people do by mincha time. They say, you can't go to the to sit down for a haircut at mincha time. But if there's a shomer, so people are mekel. So you're saying maybe over here too, you have like a shmira, you have a built-in shmira, you have a say there that you always say Kriya Shema Alamita. Is that enough? Is that enough to be like a shmira to make sure that I'm not going to forget to do this mitzvah? Right? In other words, normally you shouldn't be osek in other things because you'll forget to do the mitzvah. So maybe say over here, I have part of my bedtime routine is Kriya Shema. So you don't have to worry, the person's not going to say Kriya Shema. So he's saying the first problem is that may be true, but you'll be missing out on the Kriya Shema in the way it was instituted, l'chatchila. But I think, in other words, his first point is strange. It's a strange way to express this. Is everyone so cold here? It's a strange way to express it. Should I rely on Kriya Shema Shalamita for my mitzvah of Kriya Shema when there's an open Gemara later that says you have to say that it's also to say to eat before Kriya Shema? So that should just be the end of the story. What does it mean? It's not right to rely on it. It's not right to rely on it because the Gemara says also to it's also to do. I mean, it's an incongruous thing. But I think what he's trying to explain is that you shouldn't think that Gemara means you need. That's what I was trying to explain before. When the Gemara says lechatchila over there, you should say it beforehand. It doesn't mean that you simply have to be nizhar in Kriya Shema. You could interpret the Gemara over there to mean that you must set up a way to make sure that you're not going to forget Kriya Shema. You understand? If that Gemara over there is saying you shouldn't eat before Kriya Shema because you will forget to say it, so then if Bizman Azed is a niyag of Kriya Shema Shalamita, that time falls away. Just like people today rely on a shomer for a tefillah. So he's saying, no, that Gemara over there doesn't mean that Gemara over there doesn't mean that we're worried you're going to forget to say Kriya Shema. It actually is a kiyum of haschola. It's a kiyum. It's a positive kiyum that the Kriya Shema should be the haschola. So that you're not going to get. That you won't get. You understand? Go ahead. What's the next problem? Interesting. Yeah. And second of all, he's learning that apparently you don't have to... how is he learning that? He's not learning it. He's learning it what? He's saying this person only has to do it if you're ready. He's not learning that Gemara like a Chiyuv. He's saying that it's, it has a purpose of love, what? Lavriach ha-mazikin. I mean, that's not what the Gemara really says about it, no? It doesn't say it's because you should be osik in Torah before you go to sleep. Is that that's the maskan over here? All right, but basically he's saying that's why it's not a good, it's not even a good, it wouldn't even be something that would ensure that you would do it. Okay, that's his point. Good.
Oh, chain of mitzvahim takes by the kovah minatora mitzvahsirus kavana.
And now he's going on saying, and even if you would do it, so he's going on three. He's taking different angles. First angle is a kiyum of kriyashma b'tchilas alayla that you simply cannot have alamita, right? Second of all, he's saying, as a safeguard, it's not good because it's totally on how you're going to feel later. It's not a definite thing. Third of all, he's saying, even if you were to say it, it's only as good as a safeguard if it's in terms of its own nature, right? It's only going to be good as a safeguard if because you're going to say, "I'll do Kriya Shema Shalamita." So you have to look at Kriya Shema Shalamita itself. But Kriya Shema Shalamita itself doesn't have the right kavana. Doesn't have the kavana. Right? Go ahead. Right. So that everybody agrees with Chachila.
So people aren't going to know that they're going to be guilty of Kriya Shema and the rest of Kriya Shema and Mita.
No, that's right. That's right. Huh? Yeah, but that's what he's trying to say. He's trying to say, in terms of using it as something to be somech on, so that by definition means, apparently, he's saying you don't want to, he doesn't like the idea to say that he's trying to exclude this idea that maybe he'll say, what does it mean? I'll use it to be somech on that since when I get into bed, I'll think about saying Kriya Shema Lamita. Then I'll remember I'm chayav in Kriya Shema. That's not good. That's not what it means to be samech on it. To be samech on it means to use it the way it's set up as the very vehicle of being Yotzei Mei Mitzvah. To say that, not to use it as a reminder. You understand? But to use it as the kiyum of mitzvah itself. So now he has to evaluate that the minimal that's required to be to fulfill your niyag of Kriya Shema Shalamita is the only thing you can really be samech on. So he's trying to show you, first of all, Kriya Shema Shalamita is not always. Second of all, it's not the same kavana, right? Yeah, that one is funny. Last one is funny. That what? You have to have kavana. Forget about mitzvah srichas kavana. Right? Mitzvah srichas kavana means the purpose of what you're doing. What am I doing it for? But he says, but Kriya Shema is a separate thing. There's a kavana in the asiyah itself. It's not simply a kriya. It's a kriya of what? Of kabbalas olmo chashamayim b'mora. Now the one on bed, do you have kavanas olmo chashamayim or not? What does it mean, inam achavin al zeh? He's just reading it rote? Or he means you're not reading it to kavana olmo chashamayim b'mora? What's he adding over there? Right. Mistami, you should be in kabbalas olmo chashamayim. Otherwise, what's the purpose of reading that parasha? Right? You should be mekabel mochus shemayim. So what are you lacking? You're not being mekabel mochus shemayim b'mora. So what does that mean? Right. So you're saying it's like a lishma idea. Kriya Shema Shalamita, the person has a kavana to. It's true, he has a kavana of kabel mochus shemayim, but he still has a kavana in terms of some sort of a purpose for it. He's using it somehow. He's using it somehow. In his mind, he's using it somehow. Can't escape that. Can't escape that. But the mitzvah itself is kabbalas olmo chashamayim just lishma. Just that's the mora. The mora is just to feel the just to acknowledge the reality of it. But you can't, if you tell a person and acknowledge the reality of the thing, in order that you'll have a b'mavriach as a mazikin, and someone makes it a little bit impossible to have the exact same kavana falev of just the mitzvah of recognizing the thing itself, because it has some ulterior motive behind it. Okay. What's that? That's the alzeh. Is that what you said? Yeah.
So
good.
Those two mitzvahs are going together.
The two mitzvahs of what?
There's two reasons why you shouldn't do it. Are those like part of the same idea?
Yeah. Well, the kavana in general. First thing, in general, mitzvahs you can do on.
Kavana. Well,
he's taking every element. Since for the mazikin, you might not do it at all. And then he's going, and even when you do it, you're not going to have the right kavana. Right, go ahead. Then he gets into bigger problems now. Now more fundamental problems. You're not saying all the parashios. What does he mean that? Does he mean over here midaraisa you have to say both parashios, or does he just mean that there's a kiyum of kabbalas olma chashamayim together with kabbalas all the mitzvahs? Right. But either way, I mean, the second, if you can say it midaraisa, then it's just simply ridiculous. It's simply not the same thing at all. But I have to check what he holds, what his sheet is. But it could be he holds that there's a kiyum of the two Kabbalah Sol mitzvahs together with Kabbalah Sol Mochel Shemayim. So you can know, it's true, you might be Yotzei Midaraisa, so the one parsha, but you're not going to get the whole context of the brachos and the brachos and the Kabbalah Sol Mochel Shemayim is the centerpiece of brachos and Kabbalah Sol mitzvahs. So you should, if you just do Kabbalah Sol Mochel Shemayim, you're not utilizing it, and you're not expanding on it, you're not extracting from it the proper ideas that you should. You're squandering something. You're squandering an opportunity. Yeah, right. That's right. Correct. That's right. Same things when you're all alone. Right. Go ahead. So therefore, it concludes. What's his conclusion? If they call a tam elutzav shelo lismoch lotzei shidei chova al osa shikar and somoch lemita. So now he's left. Now he's basically left with a problem. Now he's basically left with a problem. So that what? Now it comes out that you have no right to rely on krishma shalemita. You're not yotzei krishma in shul. And you should not be somech on that kriyashma. Apparently, he doesn't like the. I don't know why he mentions that, right? Why does he mention that to the pashut for his month? Unless he's trying to say he doesn't like the shitas that say you can rely on it because of the other. He doesn't mention any of them. It's funny for him to just throw it in the end, right? I mean, to say, it makes sense to say you shouldn't rely on the kriyashma shalomita because it has deficiencies. But if you say the Kriya Shema in shul is simply not at the right time, what does it mean you shouldn't be somech on it? There's nothing to be somech on. At least Kriya Shema Shalamita is a real Kriya Shema, and it's in the right Zman. What kind of smicha could you have on a Kriya Shema lifnei Zmana? Unless he's alluding to the other shitas. So what does he tell you to do? So then it comes to, so what does he tell you to do? Basically, he tells you to daven in shul, right? Say Kriya Shema in shul with the brachos, and what? And daven, but don't have kavana to be yotzei Kriya Shema with that kriya. It's only in order to daven mitoch divrei Torah. But here's his chiddush. His chiddush is, but you can be yotzei the brachos. That's his chiddush. We haven't seen this before. Everyone else up till now has been saying the brachos and Kriya Shema go together. Either we're going to be Salmeich on shitas that's already Zman Kriya Shema, or we're not going to be Salmeich on shitas that's Zman Kriya Shema, and we're just going to have to forego the brachos. Right? And Lechatchila, you should say them again. But he has a shita that works. He works it out that what? That he splits up the Zman of the Brachas and the Zman of Kriyat Shema. That's what we have to see from him. That's his contribution to the Sugya. Okay, so we'll take that up tomorrow. I mean, that's what they're all. There's all the other Rishonim are saying, if you daven in Kriyat Shema early, how does Kriyat Shema get taken care of naturally? And not happy to say that Chazal let everybody daven and say Kriyat Shema early, and then just rely on them to take care of Kriyat Shema themselves. Because it's worse. It's worse than not davening. It's worse than just saying if they didn't have a meeting early and let everyone go home. Because this way it gives the person the feeling that he was Yotzi. So that's all the other Rishonim don't bother with that. Ben Tam says, no, they did the L'chatchila, the best thing. Rashi says, Samech and Kriyat Shema Shalamita. The Rashba, like Rashi, the Rush says, Samech on the other Shitas, other Tanayim. But he's happy to say, they did that for Tefillah. And Kriyat Shema does everything. You have to be Nizar now. I don't know.